Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. My guest today is Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart. And Harold, a pretty straightforward, simple city council meeting last night. Not really much on the agenda in the first place. But one of the longer discussions was one about the engineering services, about the recreation center. Not whether or not really you guys wanted to do them, but the actual option of perhaps bidding out these engineering services versus taking the bid that Brandon had already found. Can you explain a little bit about what the council's discussion was with that?
Well, there's some concern. I mean, typically what happens is communities get comfortable with the services that they are getting from professionals such as engineering or contractors or those kinds of things. That my understanding is that the city of Knoxville has been regularly using one particular engineering company, and some of the council just wants to check and make sure that that's still the best one to use and those kinds of things. So there's, I think prior to my coming here, there's been some discussion as far as opening up some of those projects out and using a different engineer or something, just to make sure that the one that we've historically been using is still the best one available. And so that was the main point of the discussion last night, was which engineer to use. The council, given some concerns with where we're at in the year, would like to see the recreation center expansion project move forward quickly, hopefully take advantage of some of the economic times that we have, where some of the contractors are giving good prices on big projects because they need the work. The council would like to take advantage of that, and so on this project in particular, they elected to go ahead and continue with our regular engineer. So that project isn't delayed, and hopefully we can get some dirt moved and grass planted this fall, so that way we're not waiting until next spring to get that stuff done. So this time it was a timing issue, but look for in some of the future projects that are coming forward that we may begin looking at having some different engineers working on those projects than we're typically used to.
Also, a couple other simple things. The City Hall needs a new boiler. And also the tuck pointing project. Can
yes.
you explain a little bit about what that is to the people that may not completely understand it?
Well, most of these projects were all projects that were funded underneath the general obligation bond that the community passed for us to do some different projects. So we're just beginning to make progress on some of these projects. Staff has been working getting specifications as far as what we want to have happen and accomplishing those kinds of things, getting those ready to bid out. So the first one is the boiler replacement. Our boiler currently does not pass inspection, so it either needs to be replaced or repaired. It doesn't make a lot of sense to repair it right now if we're going to be replacing it. So we're looking at putting in some much more energy efficient boilers that should cut down on operational costs and hopefully improve the reliability of the boilers. So that's the first one that's being worked on. The other one is the tuck pointing project. It's similar to what's going on across the street at the church, going down looking at the masonry work and the windows and all that, and doing any necessary repairs and making sure that the building itself is sound and isn't going to have leaks, and the building hopefully will be able to last us a little bit longer.
Okay, and then also you mentioned, or it was mentioned in one of the reports last night, that City Hall, its server is finally been installed. What can we look forward to with the new server here?
Well, the server is being installed as we speak. It started last night. What we're hoping is that server will be able to better host our email and those kinds of things, so it'll make it a little more accessible, bring us up to date a little bit more technologically, and make it a little bit more reliable. We've had problems with our server crashing here the last month or so. And obviously that takes its strain on staff when they can't rely on the server to get access to their documents and all that kind of stuff. It slows us down. So it'll be nice to have that reliability, to be a little bit more up to speed. It'll also be nice to have access to our email via smartphones and those kinds of things, which we currently don't have with the way the old server was set up. So we're looking forward to having the server in place and up and running, so that's one piece that we just don't have to worry about anymore, and we'll have more access and be able to work a little bit more efficiently.
All right, and finally, you've been here, this is, I believe, your fourth week or fifth week?
It's in there somewhere.
it's the fourth week. Time flies when you're having fun.
That's right. How have you been adjusting? How has the community treated you? What have you enjoyed in your first few weeks here?
Oh, I've enjoyed meeting different individuals within the community, the different groups and organizations. Everyone has been very welcoming to us. We had the opportunity to attend our first sprint car race last Saturday, so that was fun. We've just enjoyed the activities. It seems like every weekend there's been a lot going on, and we've really enjoyed that. And I've enjoyed getting to know the council and the staff and the different community members, and just getting up to speed on what the priorities are and what their visions are. And anyway, so yeah, Knoxville's been great. We haven't regretted the move here, and we've really enjoyed it.
Our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville has been Harold Stewart, the city manager of the city of Knoxville. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.